This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation to help you through your May. Is today Wednesday or Thursday? Not today.
Today is Thursday, sir.
Right. May 29th. Tomorrow is Friday. I got it right. The days during a week that there is a holiday sometimes sort of send you down the wrong street. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And who knows what happens when you go down the wrong street? Have trouble with the car. Car conks out. Stops by the side of the road. Policeman comes along. What are you doing, bub? And then Bub can't answer, and the police are happy to whisk you away too often. Bub, you better get an answer to questions if you don't want to be with Bubba.
Got to avoid Bubba at all costs.
Avoid Bubba. All right, let's see what's going on. Ken Kessler is here. Roberta's around someplace. Richie's around somewhere. Jennifer Horn is here. The Edward Snowden NBC interview has a lot of people talking. There were bits and pieces of it that were exposed yesterday. I guess what they started to, they start Tuesday night. But this, I think they did. They've been playing bits and pieces of it all week. And so Mr. Snowden, who maintains a certain smugness about him, he is a spy. So he says he's a spy.
Yeah.
Here he is during the interview denying claims that he has damaged the government.
A lot of people would say you have badly damaged your country.
I'd say, can you show that? Is there any demonstration? Because I've been asking the United States, the press has been asking the United States government for a year now. If after a year they can't show a single individual who's been harmed in any way by this reporting, is it really so grave? Is it really so serious? And can we really trust those claims without scrutinizing them? I'd argue that we can't, but we should be open to it. It's fair. The possibility exists. And if this has caused some serious harm, I personally would like to know about it.
Former NSA Director Keith Alexander has said, you have done, quote, significant and irreversible damage to the nation. He said there is, quote, concrete proof that terrorist groups and others are taking action and making changes, and it's going to make our job tougher. And this amounts to telling our enemy our playbook.
So what's interesting is that we see the exact same language, the exact same accusations being leveled against whistleblowers, being labeled against any critic of any government program throughout history, throughout time.
Yep. I don't find anything there. He may sound like a smug SOB, but he's right. There hasn't been one bit of, there's not one smudge of truth to the government claims that our government and our country have been damaged by what he leaked. In fact, we can make an argument, a convincing argument, a significant argument, a strong argument, that just the opposite has happened. We have found out things about the government that most of us find appalling if we have more than a pea for a brain. And under the circumstances, whether you think Snowden's a great guy or not, I don't think he's a great guy. He's kind of a hamburger in a manner of speaking. But as put to him by Brian Williams, the question that we've had irreparable damage done to our government, nonsense. There's not, as I'll repeat myself again, there isn't one smidgen of truth that they can show, a trail, any place, that leads to damage having been done by the release of this information. Instead,
what about all of the countries that he has given this information to? Whether you agree or don't agree with what the NSA is doing, but why should they even know what we're doing?
What do they know that we don't know? What did they find out? We heard that they found out stuff, but what did they find out?
Well, they have access to the information.
What?
Is probably what Ken's getting at, right?
Well, what's the information? What is it?
about this, about all the NSA's activities, whatever information that Snowden got, and we don't even know all of it yet. But the information of what the NSA has been doing, who they've been spying on, how they've been doing it.
But we know all that now. It could all come out, who they're spying on, what they're doing with the information.
Exactly. But he's been telling all these other countries, and who knows what else.
That's the accusation, but do we have any proof that he's told those other countries anything?
Well, he's done interviews all over the world.
Okay. And what has he told them that he didn't tell Brian Williams, or that we didn't already know?
Well, he's released all of this information. He's told them about all of these programs and what the NSA is doing. And now, and it's gone one more step to us not having a friend in the world.
Well,
I don't know if we had one before that.
I'm not too sure that we were working on a trail that, well, what didn't help is finding out that Angela Merkel's cell phone,
right,
so we can monitor what she's making for dinner. I mean, that kind of stuff. That's, you and I love each other and we can disagree without being disagreeable. I don't think you made a convincing argument. I mean, you may have convinced some people, but you didn't convince me. But, okay.
But even if we were doing that and we were tapping into Merkel's phone, having someone like Snowden steal the information, run off to Russia, and then let her know that certainly does not help the United States.
I don't agree with you there either. I think he did help the United States in a lot of different ways. We needed to know what's going on. Look at the legislation that's come out of what we found out that we wouldn't have found out had he not leaked the stuff. I think it trumps whatever other things allegedly may be happening. I thought it was interesting that he believes he has served his country in exposing the surveillance programs, and in a manner, a strange, weird way, he has. That doesn't mean that I think he's a swell guy. I'd like him for my next-door neighbor,
right,
or that I would be someone who would not spit in his face if I saw him. But I still think that the country has damaged itself by allowing ourselves to go down these roads that we didn't need to go down. And nobody...
No, we did this to ourselves. We elected these
idiots
in Washington.
We created him. He's a creation of the system. So if it got out of hand, out of control, it's because we did a bad job hiring him. That, you know, all it comes back to is the same stuff it always comes back to. We let the wrong people run these things, and we let them go too far.
Do you think his message promotes privacy?
You mean...
Ed Snowden.
No, I think his
because
message
if it
promotes
does,
Edward Snowden.
Yeah, oh, of course it's self-serving.
Well, of
he's
course it's self-serving.
Self-serving. Oh,
but,
God, yeah.
You know, I mean, if at the core of his message he's promoting privacy, then I have to support him, I guess.
Well, he's supporting... I don't know if you can draw that conclusion quite that way, but yeah, I mean, what he's done is get us all to think about how out of control the government is and how unprivate our lives have become at the hands of a nosy government that sticks its ears and its nose and its fingers into areas of our life that it has no business sticking itself into if we believe in the Constitution. If you don't believe in the Constitution, burn it and let these guys do what they want. And that's what they're doing, and we're letting them do it. And Snowden was the face of putting the brakes on that activity, and for that, I thank him. I don't thank him for being the type of human being that he is, and if some people were hurt, it would be a tragedy, but nobody's proven that really anybody's been hurt at this point, that I can see. Anyway, if I'm wrong, I'm happy to be told I'm wrong, and just give us the proof. 888-302-3684. We have this floating around on Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter. What are the... some of the listeners saying about all of this exposure for Snowden these days, Kenny?
Constance says, Snowden says he was a real spy. A real spy would never have gotten his butt stranded at an airport in Russia.
Well,
interesting.
He got stranded in Russia because we revoked his passport.
Well, that's what I can't see. Like, if this is all for personal gain for Snowden.
Of course.
His life is not what it was. I mean, he can't live here. He can't be near his
family.
Which
would you prefer? I've been in both Moscow and New York. Where would you rather live? Would you rather live in New York or Moscow?
Probably New York, although not been to Moscow. I'm guessing New York.
Most of the people that live in Moscow would rather live in New York, and they've never been to New York.
Right.
Moscow is a dirty, crime-ridden, horrible place. Take it from me. I spent a week there one night, and it was a...
You spent a week there one night?
It was the scariest, honestly, one of the scariest experiences. We were talking yesterday about my travels.
Yeah.
One of the scariest, and I was there with government people who were all around me. And it was the first foray into Moscow. I went to St. Petersburg in the same trip. It was the first time a group of American diplomats and people that represented the media had been in Russia since the end of the Cold War.
Yeah.
And walking around the streets of Russia and understanding that on every corner there's a drug dealer. And Boris Yeltsin was running the country at the time. And the federal building has been blown up. I mean, it was... I stayed across.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, say what you will about this guy, but he's now sacrificed his whole life. I mean, he can't come home.
He made a choice.
Right.
And the choice was...
He planned it.
Yeah, of course he did. But I don't think he planned to get stalked. He was on his way to Cuba or someplace, and his passport was revoked, so he had to stay in Moscow. But he wasn't going to stay there. He was on his way to Cuba, or I forget where the other choices were, but Venezuela. Yeah. It'd have been nice. That would have been a good place for him. All right, anyway, lots to talk about with regard to that. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, has her daily report for us right after these words here on Good Day.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Roberta is here, the queen of cheap, the dumpster diver, with today's special report. What are we going to save money on today, my dear?
We're
going to
save money on virtually everything from, pest control to cleaning your pool to washing your hair to washing your face to poison ivy to ice packs to bubbles. All of this wonderful stuff. Because you can do it with one product. Now, I have to say that we have not been paid to say any of this, and I have tried each and every one of these, because when I first came across this, I said, this is too good to be true. So I tried every one, and the one product is the original Blue Dawn dishwashing detergent.
Go away, it's
is,
no
is
good
pretty remarkable.
For you.
It truly is.
Dawn.
Now, you may or may not know that they use Dawn, Doug, oil spills. Yes,
yes,
I know. I'm just ignoring you singing.
And I was
when birds
get
coated with oil spills, they wash the birds with Dawn.
I always use
and they
Dawn
even
to
wash the
hands.
Rocks with Dawn.
I get the grease off of my hands from the farm using Dawn.
Well, that's one of the things you can can do with it. It,
right?
It is amazing.
Yet it's soft enough to wash your car. You can wash clothing in it, that sort of thing. Yeah.
You can wash your hair with it.
Yeah.
Especially you sound like a traveling sales show in the Old West.
Well, listen, I'm the guy who took snake oil to get rid of my ulcer, so if I took snake oil to get rid of my ulcer, I certainly use Dawn to clean up the mess. All right.
If you soak your fingers in full strength Dawn, great for a manicure, and you put
Madge
in a spray bottle.
Yeah, Madge.
Yep.
I know that was Palmolive.
Richie, houseplant.
Richie, you didn't take my clue.
I know, Doug.
Come on, what's the matter with you? You could have done, it would have been brilliant.
On the back of the rack is way too across the room.
And how to do it is on DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
All the uses for the original Blue Dawn, check it out, Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Unite behind the autobiography of Billy Idol. It's a release date. It was Billy Idol, and then there was the birth of punk rock in the UK. He has now decided to tell his story. The book is called Dancing with Myself, his autobiographical memoir, published by Simon & Schuster for October the 7th. And bet that'll sell a few copies. The book supposedly recounts his remarkable life story.
Everything he can remember or everything?
Wasn't he? Did he have a little problem with drugs for a while?
You know, Billy Idol's not really known for being, he's known for being a little crazy, wrecked his motorcycle a couple of times, you know, stuff like that. But I don't remember him ever having
trouble.
Public problems with drugs.
Yeah. Wasn't he connected to Sid Vicious at some point?
Mm-hmm.
Never did. Was
he? Yeah, he kind of looked like him a little bit, but really? Sid Vicious was.
Just a blonde hair. I kind of look like Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway.
Doug, I wish you'd have told me. I mean, we could have played the Relatives.
You could have played what?
Dancing with Myself. I'm dancing with
myself. You did play it, Richie. I didn't have to tell you. I told you about Dawn, and you didn't play that, so why should I think you were going to be smart enough to find Dancing with Myself?
Wow, Dawn is another 30 years older than this. I couldn't reach that far back for the rack.
Your arm's not that long?
They are. Yeah. Really?
Ranked by age there.
Thank you. Right. My arm's that long. So Billy Idol's autobiography for release October 7th. Those of you who are big.
I saw him twice in concert back in the 80s. You want to talk about just energy all over the place?
Okay, so who am I confusing him with? It was the leader of a late night orchestra. Billy, was it the Beaters? Billy
Vera.
Billy Vera.
What is Vera?
Wow.
How do I know that? How do I play that game?
Wow. How did you pull that up?
Are you talking about Jennifer or
Jennifer,
me?
How in the world did she pull that one up?
Well, because Billy Vera, I know him.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, he's actually, wasn't it with Rick Dees?
He knows. He does almost all the commercials out there. I swear that AM/PM commercial, Billy Vera.
Yeah, no, he's a big, he's a commercial production guy.
Yeah.
Musically. Yeah, that's what he does. All right, so that's the story of Billy Idol's autobiography. Next story is connected to our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, which features 17-year-old Brett Nichols with his lip-syncing performance to this song, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, at his high school's recent talent contest. Not only did he win the contest, but the video has gone viral, and it sent Michael Jackson's songbook back onto the charts. This is pretty amazing stuff. Michael Jackson, what was it last year? $254 million the estate made because of stuff like this and the holograph that appeared at the American Music Awards. What was that, a couple of weeks ago? Two, three Sundays ago?
This kid's good. He's got all the moves down.
Yeah. Can you, have any of you ever tried to do that slider thing?
The moonwalk?
What is it? The moonwalk.
Yeah.
I prefer the slider.
It's, you take one foot and you pull it up on a toe and you slide it back.
I didn't ask you how to do it. Have you ever done it?
I've tried to,
of course.
You've done it, Jennifer?
A moonwalk? Yeah.
Really? What?
Anybody that was a kid or a teenager in the 80s did it.
Right. Now, I've slipped when I walked across the pasture in Commonore and I felt like
moonwalking in Mumbai. It's slippery.
That's the big deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want a video. This is what I want to see tomorrow. Okay. I want you to have one of the kids on the farm and go out and take a video of you moonwalking through poop.
Really?
You want to talk about going viral? That is quality entertainment, bro.
This is not going to go viral. He's going to need new shoes.
I got plenty of shoes.
And then we can auction off the shoes
after a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have we heard spay and neuter, spay and neuter? And here's why it's so important. 8 to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every single year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, some are homeless. Now, here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your cats and dogs. It's a procedure that can be formed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of wanted pets, even though that would be strong enough. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of many types of cancers, and that's really important. Obviously, male dogs that are neutered are not going to get testicular cancer. And now the studies indicate that female dogs that are spayed are much less apt to get breast cancer. So whether you spay or neuter your dog for moral reasons or physiological reasons, do it. It can make all the difference in the world for those wonderful pets. And we don't need 10 million dogs and cats in shelters. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Support everything you do, but that was weird.
I am Maya Angelou, and I'm here.
Wasn't that when she was on with me? Is that when? Or is that?
She was on with us. Oh,
not long ago.
We should actually. You know what? I'm going to get Michael to post that interview.
Yeah.
She was on with us for about a half an hour, five years ago, something like that.
Just recently, with us that
long? I thought it was more recently.
You know, you may have been gone, Rich. Actually, you may have been out.
Yeah. Yeah. When you were out sick, she was here with us.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't. You know, yeah. I wasn't here with her then.
An amazing story about a woman who was a victim of rape as a child. She broke through all the silence and the shame, told her story. One of the most widely read books of the 20th century was the story of her being born into poverty and segregation. Mm-hmm. She was a reciter of some of the most popular modern poetry. Remember her from the inaugural, Bill Clinton. I remember asking her some fairly poignant questions, and her taking, and I wasn't, they weren't meant to embarrass her at all, because I don't, that's not my style, but I wanted to get into more, and I thought to myself as I asked this question, there probably hasn't been a question this woman hasn't been asked about her life, mm-hmm. considering where she came from,
her inspiration.
How she became a cultural pioneer. She was 86 years old, lived in Winston-Salem, North Carolina for most of her life. Teacher, activist, artist, described as quite a wonderful human being, warm. She worked hard for obvious equality and tolerance and peace. Big woman. I remember meeting her once, very tall. very statuesque, I would think, would be the word to use for her very majestic voice. Wow. And whenever you would encounter her, I only encountered her once in person. And, you know, when you're around somebody like that or they're around a lot of people, they don't tend to necessarily pay much attention to the singular. But she was a lot like Bill Clinton in that he could make you feel like the most important person in the room. Mm-hmm. Have the conversation.
Hillary could do that, too.
Yeah. Just reach out, hold her hand for a minute, and that's what I felt when I met her. It was that she looked at me. She was taller than me by a good 4 or 5 inches, and it was almost this, it was like a booming voice that she had, and it was her the sound. I've always loved language. I love the spoken word. I love to listen to people's voices.
The rock, the river, the tree.
She could say something as simple as that and make it sound mellifluous. She won the Presidential Medal of Freedom a couple of years ago, which is the highest civilian honor that you can win. Certainly, she comes from the same place that a lot of artists come from.
All cruelty that we serve upon each other and on ourselves never really go away, except by kindness.
The way she says kindness. Kindness. She was arrested in a store, a white store in Arkansas, for sassing the owner when she was, or that was what he, that was her offense. She sassed the owner.
And remember when people used to say, don't sass me, boy.
She was 7 years old. She sassed. She started writing poetry after that. By 9, she had her first acknowledgement in school of being a, being an artist or a writer. She was a stripper. She ran a brothel. You didn't know that, did you?
There's something you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
You're making that up.
No, I am not. Read her bio, Richie.
I'm amazed when people actually plant onions and then go out later and hope to harvest tomatoes. Uh-huh.
She sang and danced at the Purple Onion in San Francisco when she was 17. Anyway... Her one of the things that I didn't realize this, she became friendly with Phyllis Diller and was on stage with her.
Really?
When she was a youngster in her 20s.
I can see that combination.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, think about this.
Wow.
Yeah. She wrote a lot about her people failing. She was critical of, as one might imagine, when she was a kid, she saw a black man hung from a tree. And you got to, I mean, that was still going on. This woman was 86, so you go back 80 years ago, and people in this country were still hanging black people from trees. Anyway, she was someone who used profanity quite well, as well, whether you knew that or not. She was able to make it sound...
almost classy.
Yeah.
I bet.
She did. She was able to do that, and people
paid. Mr. President and Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Vice President and Mrs. Gore, and Americans everywhere. A rock, a river, a tree, hosts to species long since departed, marked the mastodon, the dinosaur, who left dry tokens of their sojourn here. Any broad alarm of their hastening doom is lost in the gloom of dust and ages.
You know what I get from her life? That anybody can make it, no matter what you come from, if you want to.
And everybody has a struggle.
If you want to.
You want to?
Right.
You make it.
You don't want to?
Feeling sorry for yourself?
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, the essence of where she came from. She was a prof of American Studies at Wake Forest. Had been on the faculty for the last 20 years or so, 30 years. Member of the Board of Trustees at Bennett College, which is a black a school for black women. In North Carolina. She'd been on Oprah's channel doing a satellite radio program for quite a while. But can you imagine the contrasts in this woman's life? I think that's what makes it worthwhile. A lot of people don't pay.
Touched by an angel, right?
I think she was part of, I don't know
she
that
was,
for a fact.
Yeah,
whether
no.
She was the, whether she
was TV, wrong. Kenny?
What connection did she have to Touched by an Angel?
I thought she had some connection. I don't remember.
She was on Touched by an Angel.
Now I remember her. You're right, seeing her in the credits.
Yeah, no. She was on it all regularly.
Was she on
was
it?
She was the friend, yeah. The advisor. No. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
No, you're
stupid
talking about Della Reese.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My bad.
I didn't think that was
But
hilarious.
I think I remember seeing her name in the credits for some TV show, and I don't remember that it was that one. But at any rate, a very accomplished woman and somebody who that I take from her life that if you want it, you can have it. You decide what it is, and you go for it. And America is the best place for that to happen. The horror of her life as a youngster, what she grew up knowing and experiencing, and how she used all of those things to gain, move ahead, and do things with her life that were amazing. God love her. 18 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right. So a lot of people want to talk about Edward Snowden. The interview is going to be probably the number one or certainly in the top, one of the top items of the week. Certainly conversationally, people want to be heard on it. You're welcome to be heard here. 888-302 Doug. Email to Doug or Rich or Roberta or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Our poll today asks about Edward Snowden. Has your opinion of him changed as you have paid attention or heard discussion about his interview with Brian Williams? A, yes, he's a hero. B, yes, he's a villain. C, no, I still think he's a hero. D, no, I still think he's a villain. E, I go back and forth on what I think of Edward Snowden. I didn't get a chance. I don't think any of these things of him. I think he's a conduit. That would be my answer.
Yeah,
a conduit. My opinion of him is that he's an egotistical little and is enjoying the limelight, a smug little and
but yet, what he had to say was important.
What he did, it was important. That could be or not.
I'm down with that.
Whichever you feel strongly about. Kenny, what do you get for a response to what you said earlier, which was pretty strong, and it didn't agree with what I said earlier, which was pretty strong. But under the circumstances, this is what makes for interesting conversation. The guy is a very controversial guy, and I think if I were to walk up to him, I don't know, as I said before, whether I'd shake his hand or spit in his face. I've never spit in anybody's face in my life, so probably that's not what I do. But what are people saying, more importantly, that are listening to this discussion, Kenny?
Donna says, it's not the breaking the law part I object to as much as running to countries that are worse and virtually enemies of the United States and doing that with our secrets.
Well, but he didn't run to Russia. He got in Russia.
Yeah, but he was running to Cuba, which is virtually
right.
The same thing.
Well, not necessarily.
Might as well be.
Nah, I don't think so. Not
without the power.
Ever been, right. I mean, I'd rather be in Havana any day than Moscow. All right, so what's next, Kenny? What else you got?
Sue says, Snowden had many options to blow the whistle and make a good difference and still remain in America.
Huh. Really?
I'm not so sure.
I'm not sure
when you're a whistleblower.
No, you're not welcome. Look at the whistleblowers who are trying to make it. Look at all of the trouble that...
I heard some whistleblowers interviewed somewhere a couple of weeks ago who tried to take this NSA program. They were the designers, the original designers of the program, and they thought it got out of control and tried to go and blow the whistle on what was being done with it. And these guys were just basically driven into the ground. And now they're coming back, and they're suing and doing all this stuff, and they're okay. Yeah. They're not sitting in Russia with basically no life in front of them. But, I mean, they were attacked by the government for what they did. And when you're a whistleblower, that's a tough thing to do when you go up against the government.
Yep. Kenny, any others?
He could have reached out to Rand Paul, though.
Mm-hmm. Or Rand McNally.
And I bet he would.
But do you think Rand Paul would have touched
him? Or Randy Jackson.
Yeah, him too.
I just tried to say Jennifer.
I said, do you think Rand Paul would have touched him, though, if he had heard this report?
Yeah, I think he would have.
You do?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, 15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, you're familiar with her name and her substance. She will do a television report like you have never heard, or at least you haven't heard
ever.
Yet today. It's coming up next here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
I worry about being dependent on foreign countries for our energy. New discoveries of oil and natural gas in the U.S. and new technologies for producing it responsibly have made that possible. Yet our own government has made it almost impossible to produce our own energy through burdensome and expensive regulations. If we look through the lens of liberty, we would see that we have the ability to change our own economic future and guarantee our own independence, but also to do the same for the world. The struggles of the Ukrainians and other Eastern Europeans would be very different if they no longer depended on Russia or the Middle East for their energy. America's beacon of freedom could light the world, not just politically, but economically, too.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
all right, let's see what the headlines are here in the television report, as I like to make sure that Jennifer doesn't leave anything out.
Never.
Never. Chelsea Lately.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, the show is over. Yes, she made that announcement a couple months ago, but now the last day of her show has been set. Her tenure at E! Will end in August with an hour-long broadcast of her show, Chelsea Lately. According to E!, they made the announcement yesterday. She departs after 7 years as the network's premier late-night personality. She will continue, however, to air through August 26th with a month-long of special episodes and guests leading up to the finale.
Do you think Piers Morgan is up there doing like high fives to his friends?
Wait, what have they done with Piers Morgan? What's going on with him? I mean,
nothing.
Not him.
But remember, she slapped him around in a big way on his, his last episodes. Right. Oh my gosh,
she
was brutal.
Called him smug and
Well,
he is smug.
He was terrible.
Yeah, he was terrible.
I know.
All those things are true.
It was great television, man. I loved it.
All right, Stacey Dash.
Yeah, you might remember her from Clueless. She came. She was very.
I have a lot of people that I know who come from Clueless.
Yeah. Well, you know, she was in the movie with Alicia Silverstone. She was very vocal on Twitter about her support for Mitt Romney in the last presidential election. Now Fox News Channel has picked her up. She's going to be a new contributor for the network. This is good for them. This is someone who's got some cultural importance to people in a demographic that's probably very attractive to Fox right now.
She looks Latina or something.
She's black.
She's black? Okay.
Yeah, she'll be doing
cultural. Oh, wow. Let's get a black conservative on because
they don't have any black conservatives.
Come on. Dr. Ben, what's his name?
She's from Barbados, and she's Mexican.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought she was.
All right, that's great.
Cultural analysis and commentary. Okay. She'll be on the DTV primetime.
Hulu is going to take over community? How does that work? Come on, let's go.
Okay, so what happens is sometimes these shows get canceled, and then other networks and other cable networks will try to pick them up if they're successful. Well, now Hulu's throwing their hat in the ring and saying, community has a very big cult following. People might actually pay to see that series continue. Let's pick it up, put it on our Prime package, and then all of a sudden you get to pay if you want to see community go on. I think it might be a good idea because it is a cult show.
You're going to see also, that happen a lot with these shows.
LeVar Burton is trying to bring back Reading Rainbow. They started a Kickstarter campaign to do it, and they made $1 million.
In one day.
They collected it. They didn't make it because they didn't do anything to make it. They collected it. $1 million.
They collected it.
They raised.
Raised. Yeah, that's right. R-A-Z-E-D or R-A-I-S-E-D.
Take a pick.
No. Raised tears down. Raised.
I'll have to check in with Reading Rainbow and let you know.
AI is putting up.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mr. Media, or is it Mr. Mom? I'm not sure who it is. It's Tom Kreitler, who's here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, so we can call him Mr. Money. Mr. Money Bags, probably more Money like Pit. It. Tom Kreitler with questions from the audience and answers from his mind. Questions pretty good. Not so sure about the answers. We'll find out in a moment or two, as this is one of the premier advice portions of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So if you have trouble with your home, if you have trouble with your husband, I will save that for Joy Brown. If you got trouble with your home, however, Tom is the man, and if he can't do it, nobody can. Yeah, remember that from high school? Tommy Kreitler, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
We will do our best.
Yes, we will in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CBDS on special market displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And
a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller Family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
All right, let's get some relief for those of you who have itches in your ditches at home. For example, John, who's listening to us in New Jersey, says, I'm thinking about installing an in-ground pool. However, I've heard that you don't get any of your money back when you sell your house. And I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I put a pool in here, but it was a long time ago. And I don't even think about it other than when I look at it and think, hey, it would be good to go take a dive in it when the temperature was 50 degrees here yesterday. I'm turning the heat up in it. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think John's got a good point because it really depends on where you live. And, I mean, I know a lot about the real estate market in New Jersey because that's where I was a home inspector for all those years. And I used to find that about half of the folks that bought houses that had pools loved them and the other half wanted to know how to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it definitely strikes an emotion in the family that's buying the house. People either love them or they hate them.
Yeah.
That's not true if you're in the southern markets.
Yeah,
if you're in Florida.
Right. In Florida, it's a necessity.
It's a necessity.
If you don't have a pool, that's a strike against you.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I think the answer is it depends.
Really?
But, it, you know, I think...
Only if you're old do you need depends.
Oh,
way to clarify there, Mr. Home Expert.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. All right. Susan in Virginia, let's see if she gets a Casper Milk Toast answer from Tom. I recently purchased a new refrigerator and would like to move the old one to the garage to be used as a backup. I've seen this done a lot of times, but I also read that it may not work well. I don't understand why that wouldn't happen. I have done it myself. What's the story? Why wouldn't it work?
Well, the story is that refrigerators that are designed to work in conditioned spaces inside your kitchen are designed to operate on a temperature range based on what the air is that surrounds them. So if you put that refrigerator out into a very cold or extremely hot area, it's not going to function. The compressor doesn't function very well, especially in the colder weather, sort of the milder fall and spring weather. It doesn't function quite as well. It can be very inefficient. There are refrigerators that are designed specifically for the garage, and those compressors are built differently so that they will function and function efficiently. Gladiator, the Whirlpool brand, they have a product called a Chillerator, which is a garage refrigerator, and they're sort I'm sure there are others, but I know that those compressors are designed specifically to work in the garage environment.
Really?
Yep. That's due to a temperature swing.
All right.
I never knew that.
No. Well, you know, there's a lot of things you don't know. But the fact that I didn't
that's
know
the
that
one
is
thing.
Important.
That's the one thing she didn't know.
Judy in Montana wants to have you discuss some of the different countertop materials available and the pros and cons for using each or all.
Well, there's lots of countertop materials, obviously. I mean, the most popular today are the stone tops. That would be the quartz and the granite tops.
Uh-huh.
But as popular as they are not maintenance-free, especially the granite. You know, they have to be sealed on a regular basis. They do absorb stains, especially things like, you know, tomato sauce and that sort of thing. So my favorite countertop is solid surfacing because, you know, it's pretty much maintenance-free in that if you scratch it, you know, you can sand those right out of it, and it doesn't absorb anything.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Where that came from. Tom Kreitler, who does not sing on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, which you can hear around the country every weekend, but you get a lot of other important information between him and Leslie Segret.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.